To most seems like it's far, far away, but the day that it arrives will be too late to do what we can do, we can do today.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel الحمد لله Once again, we bring you a new discussion, and inshallah azza wa jal, into today's discussion, we are going to be discussing the pains of death, and we'll also discuss the final moment of a person's life in this world. And also, we'll also touch on the subject of how one should conduct himself or herself when they are in the presence of a person that is facing the final moments of their lives. But before doing so, let us listen to a hadith that mentions the virtues and blessings of reciting durood upon our master, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the closest person to me on the day of Qiyamah will be the person who recited durood and salawat upon me in abundance. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After listening to a narration pertaining to the blessings of reciting durood and salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let us make some good intentions before watching the silsila. By the mercy and rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more good intentions that one makes is the more blessings and rewards that one obtains from the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, let us make some good intentions, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that innama al-a'malu bin-niyyat, that actions are judged based upon intention. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in another narration has stated that niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali, that the intention of a believer is better than his action. Therefore, the more good intentions that we make, the good and the more rewards we shall obtain from the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, let us make some good intentions that inshaAllah azza wa jal, I will sit down and watch this silsila from the beginning right to the end, only and only for the pleasure of my Creator, the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Another good intention that one can make is that I will watch the silsila and whatever I learn from it. Because remember, today's topic of discussion is a very important discussion. Each and every one of us has a family member that is sick. And at times we are sick ourselves. And at times we have a family member that is going through the final stages of their lives. So today's topic of discussion is pertaining to how to conduct yourself if you are in the stage of the final moments of your life. And also how to conduct yourself if you are in the presence of a person that is going through the final moments of their lives. So make the good intention that whatever you learn today, you shall convey, you shall practice upon it, and you shall convey its message to the others. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made it a social responsibility upon each and every one of us, that when you learn anything, any aspect of the deen, you should convey its message to the others. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that, بَلِّغُوا أَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً, that convey my message even if it is only one verse. صَلُّوا عَلَى الْحَبِيبِ sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, if there is one reality, if as we have mentioned in the previous silsilas, If there is one reality that none of us can escape from, is the reality of al-maut. In some of the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that when a person has 1 year towards their death, then it is stated in the mafhum of the narration that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives that person an opportunity to change their lives. Whereby you will find that a person before they die, by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they start and they bring a revelation into their own lives. They start changing. Whereby subhanallah, at the time of their death, even the family members start talking about this. That 1 year before such and such passed away, they changed their lives. 1 year before they died, they started following upon the sunan and the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some people have the mercy of Allah to such an extent that 1 year before they pass away, they change their lifestyles. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps them. It is stated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and appoints an angel, and the responsibility of this angel, it is to rectify them and guide them towards doing good deeds, to rectify them and guide them towards pleasing their creator and Khaliq, the Almighty, Allah Azza wa Jal. And dear listeners and viewers of Adhan Channel, death is a guarantee. And no matter how long one can live their lives, at the end, each and every one of us has to die one day. It is stated that Nabi Musa alayhi salam gave the angel of death a strike, and such a strike to such an extent that the eye of the angel of death came out. And remember, the angel of death was that angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whose responsibility, part of his responsibilities, is for him to take out the ruh of the people. And Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, when he saw the angel of death, it is stated that he gave the angel of death a strike, and such a strike to such an extent that the eye of the angel of death came out. Because remember, Nabi Musa alayhi salam was that physically bad person, subhanallah, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted so much of power. And it is stated that when the angel of death goes in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, holding his eye, the angel of death informs the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember, the stories are there for us to learn lessons. So Sayyidina, the angel of death, he presents his eye. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what transpired? And the angel of death informs the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of what had transpired. And then the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, go back to Kalimullah, go back to Musa alayhi salam, and inform Musa alayhi salam that he must wipe his hand on top of an animal, and whatever amount of hair that comes out while he wipes his hand, I shall give him a life equivalent to 1,000 years for each hair. Allahu Akbar, isn't that a long duration of life? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says Nabi Musa alayhi salam must wipe his hand on top of an animal, and whatever amount of hair shall come under the blessed hand of Musa alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall grant him life equivalent to 1,000 years. When the angel of death informs Kareemullah Musa alayhi salam about the good news that the angel of death has brought for Musa alayhi salam, Nabi Musa alayhi salam says that after I have lived that long duration of life, what shall happen afterwards? The angel of death says, oh Musa alayhi salam, even after you had lived such a long duration of life, at the end, you shall still have to die. Allah, meaning that no matter how long we live our lives, each and every one of us has to die one day. So when we go to go and visit a person that is in these final stages of their lives, when we visit a person that is going through these agonies and pains of death, how should we conduct ourselves? The reality is that when you see a person that is going through these final stages of life, instead of family members standing next to them and crying, instead of family members standing next to them and at times questioning the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should rather stand there and explain to the person that is going through the agonies and the pains of death. We should explain to them about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should explain to them and make them understand that everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and everything shall return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Quran in Majid that Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, that everything belongs to Allah and everything shall return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, those that are present at times, you'll find in some homes that family members, when a person is going through these final stages of life, these final moments of life, at times you'll find that in some of the homes, there is still laughter. People are still sitting around and engaged in worldly discussions. You know, when you see a person in this stage of life, when you see a person going through these pains of sakarat, when you see a person going through these pains of mouth and death, those that are present, it should be a reminder to each and every one of them that today this person is going through these agonies of death. Today this person is going through the pains of death. And tomorrow shall be my turn. Today is their turn. And tomorrow shall be my turn. Today they are critically ill to such an extent that they have reached this point whereby their ruh is now about to come out. Today it is their turn, and tomorrow could be my turn. You know, sometimes janazas live in the same houses. Janazas, how many janazas have we attended? How many funerals have we seen in our lives? And yet it brings nothing into our hearts. And yet, it does not serve as a reminder about our own death. At times, in some of the communities, Muslim communities, you'll find that people stand in a qabristan. People stand next to a graveyard. And while standing in a graveyard, they are engaged and indulging in worldly conversations. Allahu Akbar. So death, dear listeners, and viewers of Madani Channel, the greatest reminder concerning our own death is for you to visit a person that is going through the final moments of their lives. This should be a reminder for us. This should be a point of realization. This should be a point whereby we repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It should be a moment whereby we make a tawbah al-nasuha. We make sincere repentance in the court of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. You know, once Sayyidina Mansur bin Ammar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, while advising a young man, he said to the young man and all the young listeners and viewers of Madani Channel that are sitting and watching this silsila today, I am narrating this narration for you to ponder upon it. I am narrating this narration for you to consider. Why and why? Because at times we are deceived by our young age. At times, we are deceived by long hopes. Therefore, I am narrating this advice of Sayyidina Mansur bin Ammar, rahmatullahi alayhi. Whereby he advised a young man, and he said, oh young man, may your youth not deceive you. There were many such young men who delayed in repentance and had long hopes. Allahu Akbar. How many of us as youngsters that had friends that we grew up with, friends that played with us, friends that we spent our youth with, friends that every decision making that we used to make as far as going out and entertaining ourselves was concerned, we'd have mashuras with them. And today, they are laying in their graves. How many of us had friends whom these friends we had long hopes with? We had hopes of having degrees. We had hopes of becoming doctors. We had hopes of becoming engineers with. And today, they are laying in their cupboards. Today, they are laying in their graves. How many of us as youth know a youngster whom you spend time with while growing up? and you have to be present for their own janazah salah. How many times do we receive messages whereby a youngster has overdosed using medication, overusing of medication, drugs, and alcohol? How many youngsters do we know that have met up in car accidents, that had long hopes and dreams of becoming engineers, dreams of becoming doctors, dreams of becoming engineers and so forth? That is a narration in order for you to understand that a Muslim should never be deceived by long hopes. There is a beautiful narration whereby it is stated, and this narration is found in one of the books of Bapa Jan that is called Faidan Sunnat, whereby it is stated that once there was an elderly person, and this elderly person saved a lot of his money in order to travel for Umrah. And it is stated that when time had finally arrived for him to travel for Umrah with his family, everyone was excited, everyone was happy. You know, a moment of traveling to go to the Haramain Sharifain, a moment of traveling to go and make ziyarah of Rawdah Mubarak of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is indeed a moment of happiness. Each and every person will be excited. Each and every person will be happy. Every person will have that joy and excitement. And this person was also, he had this excitement. He was looking forward to it. He had long hopes. He had hopes of going for Umrah throughout his life. And now finally, that moment had arrived in his life. And it is stated that when this man, a few hours before his flight, his family members told him that, go and have a rest. We will wake you up for you to be fresh for the journey. Allahu Akbar. It is stated that this man entered into his room in order to have a rest of a few hours. And after that few hours, he was supposed to board his flight to go for Umrah. And it is stated that when he went to have his rest, that was a final rest of his life. It is stated that when he arrived in his house, when he arrived in his room, he laid down. He had plans, but the angel of death had other plans. He had plans, but death also had plans for him. It is stated that he laid down in his house, and as soon as he laid down, the angel of death came and took his ruh, and he passed away. And it is stated that his family members, when time for his flight came, when it was time for them to take him to the airport, they knocked and knocked on the door. And when they entered the room, they found that his ruh had already departed. His ruh had already come out. Allahu Akbar. On one side, time for his flight had arrived. But in the same house whereby preparation for the flight was being made, preparation for Umrah were being made, now preparations for his janazah salah were being made. A person, an individual whom people had already prepared for him to travel for Umrah. And now the same person, they were now preparing for his janazah salah. They were now preparing for him to go into his grave. They were now preparing for him to start his new journey. He was supposed to start a journey of traveling from his country to go for Umrah. But now, he had now started a journey of from the dunya into the qabr. He has now started a journey of from the world into alame barzakh, into life, into the grave. So dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, those that have these long hopes, all the youth and youngsters that have long hopes, even when it comes to time for repentance, when it comes to time for making tawbah, they cling and hang on to these long hopes that I shall live for long, therefore I shall repent when I grow up. At times, these long hopes come in a form of whereby a youngster tells himself and they say to themselves that I shall make tawbah, I will repent when I get married. And when the youngster, when he gets married, he now hangs into new hopes. He now has a new long hope. And he says, you know what? I shall repent when I have my first child. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses him with the first child. And yet still, no tawbah, no repentance. And then we cling into the new hope that inshallah azza wa jal, you cling into the hope that I shall change my life. I will repent, I will make tawbah, I will become an Islamic person. I will bring that revolution into my life when I reach 40. Allahu Akbar. He reaches the age of 40 and then he clings onto another hope that I will change, I will rectify myself when I reach 50, when I reach 60, when I reach 70. And by the time he does not know it, he's already laying down and having the final moments of their life. They're already clinging onto life. He was clinging onto hopes, but now he ends up clinging onto life. So dear listeners and viewers of Modern Channel, this great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he advises this young man. He says, oh young man, may your youth not deceive you. There were many such young men who delayed in repentance and had long hopes, kept on saying after forgetting death that we will repent tomorrow, we will repent the day after tomorrow, even to the extent that the angel of death alayhi salam came in this state of heedlessness and they are gone to their graves. Allahu Akbar. They are gone to their graves. So dear listeners and viewers of Adhan Channel, oh young man that is holding on to his hopes, that is living a life of negligence, that is living a life of disobedience to the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having these long hopes of long life, having these long hopes that I shall live for long. This is a message to each and every one of you. This is a message to me as an individual. This is a message to you as an individual. That it is time whereby we started repenting into the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many of us hang and cling onto these long hopes. So this is a message for each and every one of us to realize that death can come at any time. Death can come to us at any given time. There are some people who left their house today in order to go out to go and earn a living for their families. There are some people today who did not even perform Salatul Fajr and left their houses to go out to go and earn risk for their family members. And you'll find that while going out to work, he meets up in a car accident and his life goes. There are some people who started their day today, performed their Salatul Fajr, performed their Tahajjud Salah, and left their houses to go out to go and earn a living for their family members, and then met up in a car accident and lost their lives. Allahu Akbar. When they left the house, you'll find that at times the wife had already prepared a lunch for them. Their wives had prepared a meal for them. But they never even got to eat that lunch that was prepared. These are realities, dear listeners, and viewers of Modern Channel. It is time we came to a realization. It is time we realized that life is not guaranteed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, none of us knows when the final moment of our lives shall come. And believe you me, the process of death is not an easy process. You know, a human being is a combination of two elements, of the ruh and the body. Ar-ruh wal-jasad, the ruh and the body. And for as long as the ruh is inside the jasad, as long as these two are inside the person, then that human being is referred to as a living human being. But the process of the ruh coming out from the body is not an easy process. It is a very painful process upon the person whose ruh is coming out. There are some narrations. Sayyidina Shaddad bin Aus radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, for a believer, there is nothing more dreadful than death in this world and in the year after, as its pain is severe than being cut open by saws, cut by scissors, boiled in pots. If a deceased person comes out of his grave and tells about death, people could not obtain any benefit from life, nor could they sleep peacefully. In some of the narrations, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that the pains of death, it is like being cut by a sword 300 times. In some narration, it comes that the pains of death is like being cut by a sword 600 times. So the process of the ruh leaving the body is a very painful process, to such an extent that those that have been through this process, if they are to come back and inform us regarding the pains of death, we shall never enjoy the luxuries of this life. We shall never sleep in peace in the night, whereby our minds will be pondering, our mind will only be thinking about the pains of death. Our mind will be pondering upon the pains and the pagans of death. Dear listeners, and we are so Allah eternal. Therefore, when a person goes out to go and visit a sick person, we should always bear this in mind, that the person that is going through the pains of death, they are going through a very painful procedure. They are going through a very painful process. Therefore, those that are around them should engage in giving them hopes of sabr. They should engage in mentioning to them the mercy and rahmah of the Almighty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those that are around them should not engage in worldly discussions. In some of the families you'll find that although a person is going through the final moment of their life, a person is going through sakarat, and the family members are only worried and talking and having discussions, such as discussions whereby are worldly discussions pertaining to the food for the guests and so forth. These are all unnecessary things. Those that are present should engage in discussions, and they should engage in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They should engage in reminding the person about the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They should engage in the dhikrullah, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They should recite the kalima tayyiba in a loud voice, so that the person that is going through the pains of sakarat can also be able to recite the kalima. The final moments of their lives can be whereby they recited the kalima and they declared the oneness of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the coming silsilas, insha'Allah azza wa jal, we shall discuss pertaining to the things that should be recited when you see a person going through this process, going through this final moment of their lives. So inshallah, what's the next silsila? Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The most seems like it's far, far away, but the day that it arrives will be too late to do what we can do. We can.